Blog Talk Radio.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome to What's New with VH Hughes. I'm your host, Venus Henderson Hughes, and in the studio with me, I have Regina. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
So today we are talking about, since the month of April is not only Minority Health Awareness Month, but it's also STD Awareness Month, and we are speaking about the new changes and a new focus by the CDC regarding STD awareness. So the new campaign for STD awareness is Treat Me Right. And I find it really ironic that it's Treat Me Right, because looking at the fact of not only how the providers treat you, but how you treat you. And it provides resources for you. So, and to give a little insight about that, it says, STD Awareness Month, which is April, the theme is Treat Me Right, and this is to assist you in your preparations. This year, we're focusing on the relationship between the healthcare provider and the patient. So it takes both of you to actually make sure that you are a healthy person. If you are not forthright and upcoming with your provider, how, in essence, are they supposed to treat you right? Thank you for joining us, Christopher Hughes. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So, for providers, it says, Treat Me Right is an opportunity to ensure that the patients have the needed tools to properly detect. Providers, to properly detect and treat infections. It is also to make sure, we have a caller. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
So, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is on the phone. Dewan, how are you? How's the weather in Michigan?
It's cold. It was snowing last night. It was snowing.
Like a significant amount or just a little bit?
It was just a little tease. You know, nothing too much, just a little tease.
Okay.
Well, guys, but it's springtime.
Yeah, springtime. Guys, you going to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dewan. How you doing?
Hey. Good morning.
So we had Dewan on the phone because, one, Dewan actually used to work in an STD clinic, so I really wanted his opinion on this show, but also to highlight some of the things that he sees, seeing that now he's a mixologist. So I'm pretty sure he sees a lot of things that we don't see, especially here in this wonderful state of Arizona in our first part of summer. Anyway. No, we're not in summer already. It's spring. It's spring, but the fact that it's 90 degrees outside makes it the first part
really?
Of summer in my mind. But anywho, so the one I said that this focus for this year's STD Awareness Month is Treat Me Right, and I found it ironic that they decided to do Treat Me Right, as if this should not have already.
Hello?
Hey, Duane, you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because we're like, okay, what happened? Okay, for those of you, we had some technical difficulties. Not sure what happened, but we're going to move on. So I'm not sure if you heard my question, but because of the new focus for the STD Awareness Month, Treat Me Right, I found it ironic that they're actually doing this actual stance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, you know, as practitioners, shouldn't they already be treating the patients right? And my question to you is, your experience being in the STD clinic, did you feel like some of the doctors were sort of, or some of the nurses were sort of standoffish because they didn't want to deal with people who had STDs?
Actually, no. The clinic I worked at, it was majority of the staff that worked there, they enjoyed helping people, so they didn't, we never treated anyone like, you're nasty or, you know, anything like that. It was always more of a, well, let's get you better, get you some treatment, you know, teach you how to make good decisions and things like that. But I have heard of other people going to clinics and being treated like criminals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my thought is, you know, being in public health and, of course, studying epidemiology and all that, you know what you're getting into when you study that. You know
exactly
what you're getting into when you get a job working in the public health sector, especially with STDs. Excuse me. So why would we have a campaign right now, Treat Me Right? Why would we have a campaign? And I can understand it from the aspect of the patient's part because, of course, the stigma that comes with having an STD, some people are truly caught up on the, oh, my God, you know, I have this, or when they, or if they don't know because they refuse to go to the doctor, that aspect. So, again, you're not treating yourself right. But I just find it phenomenal that we have it, especially in this day and age where we have something where the providers have to have this section that says treat these patients correctly. And I'm wondering, another aspect that I had, and you guys chime in, if you will, do you think that because of we have this now, this Treat Me Right campaign, how do you think this will affect the levels of, you know, the rates and things on the STD, you know, coming down? Do you honestly think that this is going to, you know, do anything with making the rates come down? You think it's going to stay about the same? Or do you think it's actually going to increase?
Let me chime in. I'm a little cynical about that as far as improving due to the fact that people are very in the moment of their sexual interactions. It's usually not thought about as far as ramifications, as far as protecting yourself for the most part. You do have some that do, and that's fine to help out in that juncture as far as lowering the rates. But for the most part, when people are engaged, especially young folk, that's not really considered. And because of that, I don't think it's going to, the rates will go down anytime soon.
Kenny, you have anything?
I'm not really sure, because it might be a 50-50 chance on whether it goes down or not.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how people act towards this little
campaign.
Mm-hmm. Campaign. and some people might not want to change their ways because some people don't like change.
Yeah, some people are setting their ways on doing things. This is true.
So maybe just a 50-50 shot for some people.
Well, being set in your ways can get you into an early grave, especially if, you know, what is it? Gonorrhea is the, I guess, the gateway, if you will, to HIV and AIDS, as well as chlamydia, which astounds me that this disease, this particular sexually transmitted disease, is very, very popular amongst Arizonans. It is. There are a lot of people in Arizona that have chlamydia. I didn't make it up.
Z has syphilis. Yeah. Z has syphilis, too, which is
terrible. Well, they have everything across the board, but when I'm looking at the higher rates, there are more people with chlamydia than basically anything. Not to say that they don't have other STDs, but this is the particular one. And it's astounding to me that, again, I go back to all the knowledge that we have at our access, whether it is by hand with your phone, your internet, the libraries still are open, people, and anything else. It's astounding to me that this knowledge that is out there and so prevalent.
Well, I'll say this.
It always exists.
I'll say this.
Okay.
I think what the problem is just my own personal opinion. I think the problem is people aren't being educated on STDs and practicing safe sex at home. So it starts there. So if you're not learning this at home, and if your friends don't know, how do you know about this stuff? How do you know to go to the clinic? You know, so I think it starts there. I mean, the providers can help, but if you don't know anything about it, if you weren't ever educated, how do you know to go to look at the CDC website or something? Like, if you never heard of her, no one's ever talked to you about it.
So, that's
this is my opinion.
I agree with that opinion. I also have to put in the fact that you just, back to my point, as far as people in their own proclivities, you know, if I, as a young girl, man, want to, you know, get with a young lady, can be, that's not necessarily what I'm thinking about as far as ramifications of, you know, sexual transmitted diseases. I'm just trying to get mine sexually.
Exactly.
You know, and because of that mindset, for a lot of people, not most, but for a lot of people, this is what put them in that gambit of kind of Russian roulette with their private parts, that here it is, you think you're going to have a good time, and unfortunately you end up dealing with someone who doesn't, you know, care, or also in the mindset of just getting theirs, having something, now you have that too.
Yeah, and then once you add alcohol and drugs and things like that to the situation, it can just turn to a big mess. So. And a lot of people don't know they have STDs if they're not showing any symptoms. So it's like, how can we give the knowledge to tell people at a young age, like, hey, you want to have sex, even though you shouldn't, that's my own personal opinion. But if you are, here's what you should do. You know, they should teach this. But if your parents not teaching you, so how will you know?
That's true.
Okay, wait. So join the conversation. Guests, give us a call at 516-453-9934. Now, here's the thing that I want to go back to Dewan's point as far as not learning in the home. A lot of parents now, and I'm saying now because of the experience that I've had with the TEAS program, they may or may not, and I'm going to say may or may not on the safe side, may not be teaching this information in the home, and yet they don't want it taught in the school. And I've experienced that myself with actually trying to get, you know, this TEAS program into the schools out here, which is a very frustrating thing because you're not allowing your child to be educated as well as yourself, because there is part of the program that is for the parents as well as yourself, about what is out there, what is affecting these kids, and yet the rates are still high, and you're trying to figure out why.
Well, I think that's back to, well, not back to, is the fact that I think most parents don't like having to talk with their child, which does a very heavy disservice to the child. If you're not able to yourself as a parent or parents talk to your kids or kids, then, you know, the TEASE program and other classes is probably the best option, because not only as far as educating the child, but yourself, and seeing where you can probably open up the conversation between the two and have a dialogue is probably the best thing. But again, the stigma that you were talking about earlier, as far as people who do have sexual transmitted disease and are labeled or ostracized or whatever it may be, I think parents also have to go, some parents also have to go through that as well, on the fact that, you know, I really don't want to talk to my kid about this. I trust he or she doesn't want to have sex at this time, but that's not necessarily true for all kids. They have that movie Blockers out with John Cena, for example. And, you know, the three young ladies in there making a pact to lose their virginity, you know, it's kind of prevalent in the mindset of most young folks.
We don't really know that it's present in there. This is portrayed in this movie. Not many young people are trying to be out there like that. I know that there's still a category of peer pressure, but I think in this era, especially now with everything out there, peer pressure now is way different than what it was when we were younger. Peer pressure
exactly.
Now, you have, you know, you go in the realm of drugs now. You know, a lot, that was not even a forethought in our lives as far as,
social media.
Well, everybody's getting high, so you should get high too. That was not a thought. Now you have kids out there addicted to God knows what, and it's like, how did this happen? You know, so Hollywood has its own spin on things like that. But going back to the whole provider thing, we also have, like, for instance, with the TEASE program, we also have parents not wanting the provider to actually do their job in educating their child, because, of course, that's what providers do. So if the parent doesn't want to have that talk, then they should be able to go to their pediatrician and say, hey, you know, can you talk to my child about this? Because they may not feel comfortable, and they should be comfortable with it, but there are some parents who are not, for whatever reason. And the thing is that you have those parents who don't want their provider to even do that. So, again, we still have this vicious circle of, okay, you, parent, are not doing it, but you don't want the left to do it and you don't want the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it happens, when this child actually either comes up with STD, or if it's a girl comes up pregnant, or if it's a guy gets somebody pregnant, then you're sort of going, how did this happen? But do you really have the right to do that?
Well, I think they do. They still depend, regardless of the fact. But it's just the fact that they're not doing everything in their power to make sure that their child or children are educated to the possibility to make the best decisions for whatever they want to go into or decide for themselves. So, again, doing a disservice to the child and basically the child having to find out for themselves from their friends or any outside sources. But unfortunately, that's been kind of commonplace for, you know, many decades. The rite of passage to adulthood was prom. And after prom, or in the process of prom, you hooked up with somebody, KBB, for the first time to kind of get your feet wet in the process of sexual encounters. I think that's still prevalent today.
I don't know. I have no idea. But
I don't know. I went to prom last year, so I don't know.
Look, my prom was back
it was magical.
In 91. So, I don't know.
I'm not aging myself. I'm 19,
okay.
Everyone.
That is fine. That is so fine. You know, the thing is, though, as public health people, as community people, the conversation needs to be had. And I think that those parents who, in you know, really, they're acting like ostriches. They're hiding their heads in the sand, and they, or they're putting their hands over their ears because they don't want to hear it. But
you know, it's funny because they used to have those commercials on about
BET was great with the you guys remember the Wrap It Up campaign and all that. BET used to have all of that. They don't have that. I don't even watch BET. But you know, I remember those campaigns.
I've watched it since the late 90s.
Yeah, you know, I remember
when I was
that.
Two.
Those used to be all kinds of different programs and campaigns and PSAs, you know.
Yeah,
that,
they used to have that one show, Team Summit. It used to be a lot of informative stuff on BET years ago.
And it's gone now, you know, for whatever reason, or it comes different. It comes on late at night or something like that. I have no idea, but these things used to be prevalent. Now what's prevalent on television, when we do see a Trojan commercial, is practically X-rated. So the message is convoluted.
Very.
It's not the way that it should be.
I think people think if they don't talk about it, it won't happen. And that's the problem. You have to talk about it. I mean, it's a part of life. STDs is a part of life. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they feel uncomfortable. I'm like, well, you just have to feel uncomfortable because it could save your life, someone else's life. You know, it's deeper than just the surface a lot of times. People don't realize.
You know, and you have, especially in the college realm, you have these people, whether they male or female, that do find out that they have something and will purposely infect as many people as they can just because somebody infected them. And this is true across a lot of college campuses.
All ages.
And that's a scary thought.
It's a guy that did that. It's some girls that did that.
And now I'm dating myself. Back in the day of Jenny Jones.
Oh, Lord. Did you say Jenny
Jones?
Oh,
yeah. Who is that?
Back in the day of Jenny Jones, he was a talk show host. There was a lady on there, and he was talking about a similar subject. And she was on there on the fact that she got AIDS. And because she got AIDS from somebody else, she still is sexually active with people. And her thing is that if they don't ask her about it or they don't concern themselves about it, okay, that's all no, that's their responsibility. That's not her responsibility, even though technically it is. But she felt that if they're not going to be responsible enough to find out about their partner with KB, okay, they get what they get. And you do, unfortunately, have people that have that type of mindset.
Closed minds and sinister people, and that's exactly why I said, you know, I really find this campaign, Treat Me Right, fascinating, and especially with the tie-in to Minority Health Month, because, you know, CDC has a bunch of stuff going on, and this is Minority Health Month as well, and a week from today, we will be doing our Minority Health Expo, and in bringing this to Arizona, which, again, I have not seen an expo in the almost 11 years that we've been here, the thought was is to bring everything under the sun to this expo for minorities to actually experience and not feel like it's sort of shoved down their throat. This is a sampling, if you will. So you have a nutritionist there. You can ask the nutritionist questions and not feel like the nutritionist is looking at you and judging you. You know, you have a therapist there. You have, who we have? We have the Black Nurses Association there. We have a financial person there. And the list is huge. We have an independent travel agent is going to be there. And the whole purpose of that is to let everybody know that everything affects your mind, body, and soul, and it's all-encompassing. So if you get everything in order, you can have a healthy, happy, productive life. And that's why I created that. So, Juan, I want you to tell me about Just Juan Mixology. This is your spotlight, guy. Tell me about this. Tell me if you travel out of town to provide your services. What is Just Juan Mixology?
Okay, let's see. Let's do a quick little spill. So, basically, Just Juan Mixology is a mobile mixology service that I have. I teach mixology classes. So basically I can teach you how to make cocktails, make infused pours, how to make basically anything based with alcohol. And then I also do bartending as a service too. Let's see. I should have wrote this down. Let's see.
Put you on a
front
string, huh?
Right. I wasn't even expecting this. I was talking about STDs. I didn't even know. So basically, I just do any bartending services. I don't just make drinks. I teach you, like, what's the health benefits of drinking tequila? What's the health benefits of drinking rum? I also do, like, different series on my social media. Like, I just did a Zodiac cocktail series where for each Zodiac sign, I created a custom cocktail. It gives you the recipe and then a name for the cocktail drink.
You also have a book, right?
Oh, yes, I have a book, Crafty Cocktail Creations, a guide for DIY bartender, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it through my website. You can send me a message on Instagram, Facebook, any social media to order a copy of the book. I do travel out of state.
Okay.
But, out the country. I'll travel anywhere. What else?
Oh, you need to.
You can find me on social media, JUZZJUAN, Just Juan.
Okay.
So you need to give Jack Tapper some help with some of these bar rescues he does.
Well, Juan, I'm so happy that you were able to join us for this topic. Again, people,
thank you for having me.
It's over social media, and I'll post it definitely on my my page and in the event page as well for people who want to know. But I am always thankful to you, my brother, for, you know, not only coming in and being a co-host with us today, but just you being you, Just Juan. So
Just Juan.
Know that I love you. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right.
So, guys, this has been a wonderful episode of What's New with VHU. And, again, this is STD Awareness Month, but it's also Minority Health Month, and we want to make sure that everybody is healthy. Next week, we're off. We'll be at the expo, and we'll be back the week after that. And you guys make it a great day. Thank you, Regina and Chris, for joining us. Juan, thank you again for being a part of this. You guys have a wonderful Saturday. Bye-bye.